Defeating an enemy only with air power was experimental back then. The American plan was this: equip large bombers with heavy machine guns, fly them in a tight formation with hundreds of identical planes and no long-range fighters as escorts. Could it work? Air crews were being trained as fast as possible. Young men just out of high school were put in command of large bombers with 9 other young men under their command. A steady stream of those aircraft were being sent to England and assigned to bomber groups. There were some perfunctory flights to familiarize the men with the mission, to learn the fine points of flying in really close formation, and then within days or weeks, they were sent into aerial combat over Germany. German fighter planes were very fast, heavily armed, and they had tenacious, time-tested combat methods. The results were catastrophic. The German pilots found the soft spots in the big formations of American bombers. They sliced through the defensive clouds of bullets, and American bombers fell from the sky. Each plane carried 10 men. A mission that lost 20 or 30 bombers meant 200 to 300 deaths. American military planners responded with command changes, but stuck to their plan, believing that the bombers would always get through. And while that was true, the price was very, very high. The 8th Air Force alone, tasked to carry the aerial offensive against the Nazis, suffered 35,000 dead throughout World War II. The heroism of the men who were flying and fighting and dying is legendary. In October 1943, bombers and crews were sent flying even deeper into Germany. Their mission, to attack the industries that built the German Air Force and defeat the enemy by destroying their resources. But that concept was flawed as well. Buildings were destroyed, and success was often measured in square footage of roofs blown off. But the heavy machine tools that were the real targets could be brushed off, moved to a new location, and put back into production. In 1 week, U.S. bombers visited Munster, Schweinfurt, and Bremen, German industrial cities, but the American losses were stunning. 1,200 men died and thousands were wounded. They never stopped attacking Germany, but they did not often go as deep into the German industrial heartland. American planners realized that the bomber force needed escorting fighters who could duel with the German Luftwaffe pilots on even terms. But there was no American fighter plane ready for that task. But the P-51 Mustang was in production, but would not be available until late 1943 and early 1944. The battle for control of the air raged on through the fall, 70 years ago. The plans for the invasion of Europe in the spring of 1944 hinged on aerial supremacy. The next few months would prove to be critical. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson, wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.